Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of TNT Time. This is Christian Talk, and it's TNT Time on Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila. Hi, Tasila. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. What about yourself?
I'm doing
my
just
brother
fine.
And my husband.
Yes, my sister and my wife. I'm excited and ready to really get this program on the way. I know a lot of people have been waiting for TNT Time, Christian Talk, and we're here, and we're ready to get started. But first, I would like for all of you to pick up your phones or grab your computers, go to your inbox or text your family and friends and encourage them to dial in right now. Our number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. If you're even listening from your computer and you decide you want to dial in, go right ahead. 646-668-8537. Or just click on the picture of T. Meyer and Tasila or the link on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter if you choose to listen from your computer, okay? Also, keep in mind that Christian Talk is now on KBRG, The Bridge Gospel Radio, every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time now, okay? Just go to radiokbrg.com and click on Christian Talk. Tune in and listen from your computer. You'll love it. That's tomorrow night at 6 p.m., okay? Also, you are all invited, every one of you, no matter where you are in the world, you're all invited to come and worship with us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. We're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. This is every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. We're located in an upper room, so come and join us. Once again, it's 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786, every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. You will be blessed. So come and join us, okay? Okay. So that's good. And we're happy to know that you will be joining us. I know that all of you are making arrangements right now to come and join T. Meyer and Tusila and all of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. All of the members, they're beautiful people. You will love them. So don't go away. There's still more to come in tonight's show. So don't go away. We will be right back.
You are listening to Christian Talk
and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. Well, Pastor Tasila, you know, I have actually been, wait a minute, wait, hold on, something is happening. Time for a TNT question. It's time for a TNT question on Christian Talk. So, Tasila, what do we have for today?
Well, I'm glad that you played that song, Use Me, Lord, so that he can use me to answer this question.
Okay.
It's not an easy one, but God, you know, is good. A person asked, I feel that this is my husband, so can we continue to sleep together?
Oh.
No. No. And no! And the fact that you even asked, yeah. The fact that you ask, can you still continue to sleep with someone that you know that you're not married to me is bothering you spiritually. And you already know that it's wrong deep within. And the world has become so insensitive and disgusting. Morals are at an all-time low, and you know that, Pastor T.
Yes,
especially when
absolutely.
People feel like, if it is legalized.
Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, that's just to let us know that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Go ahead. Yeah, because if something is legalized, state or the government, people feel like, well, it must be okay. But these are lies being fed from the pits of hell to deceive the whole world. The world is in a state of Sodom and Gomorrah. We always wonder what was going on back then. But God sets standards and rules for morality. And he even tells us in the Psalms 1:1 that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And if you meditate on God's word, then you will be blessed and know what is right and what is wrong. Or immoral, and like fornication, you know. And somebody might ask, well, what does that mean? It means premarital sex. Because this is a true story, I know of an adult woman who was close to 50, over 45, who was going with a pastor, and she didn't know that fornication was wrong. And she found out later, and not by him. Fornication is not just a sin against God, but it's against your own body. You know, people always say, well, we love each other. Love or lust, you must put God first and contain your body.
Yeah.
You must love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And he must be first, even before you. Before me?
Yeah.
Before your own self. You love the Lord before you even love your own self. And this weekend at a major restaurant, there were three people making out among themselves. And God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for such acts like that. They were there. I'm glad my kids weren't there. Because of what they were doing, and it was filled with people. It was over 300 or 400 people in the place. And they were doing this in front of all the people. And now we are certainly on borrowed time. You guys know that. And with all the things that are going on, that's all we could say is that just because the culture is loosey-goosey doesn't negate the fact that God's word is still true. And 1 Corinthians 6:9, it reads, surely you must know that people who practice evil cannot possess God's kingdom realm. Stop being deceived. This is the word of God, and this is 1 Corinthians 6:9. And I'll say it again. He says, surely you must know that people who practice evil cannot possess God's kingdom realm. Stop being deceived. People who continue to engage in sexual immorality, idolatry, adultery, sexual perversion, catamites, pederasts, or child molesters. Well, what is a catamite? It's people that want to set up things with young men, you know, that is ungodly, and they prey on little kids. People in fraud, people in greed, drunkenness, verbal abuse, extortion, these will not inherit God's kingdom realm. A lot of times everybody feels like because of grace, everything goes, I do as I please. It's true that some of you once lived in those lifestyles, the word says, but now you have been purified from sin, made holy, and given a perfect standing with God, all because of the power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and our union with him, the Spirit of our God. I know I can hear you all saying right now, I can just hear it because I've been around a lot of people and I've talked to a lot of people. I can hear them now saying, I am a grown man. I can sleep with whoever I want. It's true. Our freedom, you are. And our freedom and free will allows us to do anything. But that doesn't mean that everything we do is good for us. And I am free to do as I choose, but I choose to never be enslaved to anything. See, that's bondage. That's what you call being enslaved when you can't stop something because it's gone too far. Some have said, I eat to live and I live to eat, but God will do away with it all. All these things that we're involved in this realm, he's going to take care of it. The body was not created for illicit sex, but to serve and worship our Lord Jesus, who can fill the body with himself. Now, that is a mouthful. What? Mm-hmm. If I told you, I know people are like, what? Yeah, that's the whole plan. What if I told you a secret? And that is the Lord already has plans for that body. All of you guys will be celebrating this weekend. I know everybody is real excited about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, or as known by you all, some of you all, Easter. But what if you knew that the God who raised up our Lord from the grave will awaken and raise us up through his mighty power also? Don't you know it says in the word that your body belongs to Christ? As his body part, should one presume to take the member of Christ's body and make them into the members of a harlot? Absolutely not. Aren't you aware of the fact that when anyone sleeps with a prostitute, he becomes a part of her and she becomes a part of him? For it has been declared already. That is what happens. And a lot of people don't realize that. That's why we have a lot of lunacy, because people are sleeping with things they do not, that don't belong to them and they shouldn't be with. And you are becoming one with the wrong spirit. The Lord is saying you make that bed in hell when you do that. And it's already been declared about it. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is mingled into one spirit with him. Now, that is interesting. Wouldn't you rather be mingled with Christ than man or woman? This is why you must keep running away from sexual immorality. For every other sin a person commits, is external, meaning outside the body. But immorality involves sinning against your own body. Have you forgotten that your body is now the sacred temple of the Spirit of Holiness who lives in you? You don't belong to yourself any longer, for the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, lives inside of your sanctuary. That's your temple, and you are God's expensive purchase. And you can't trample. I mean, these are questions that are coming from Christians. Should they sleep, or can they continue to sleep with their boyfriends or whoever or people they're engaged with and stuff like that? No, your body has already been purchased and paid for with the tears of blood. So by all means, use your body and bring glory to God with your body. Celebrate Jesus, knowing all the wonderful things his sufferings have brought for you. It is truly special, Jesus is, and you are a treasure to God. You have no idea how special you are to the Lord. Don't cheapen yourself. Don't lose your position with the Lord. The Lord doesn't want you to share your body with anybody else except the person he makes you one with. He said the two shall become one flesh. And when you become one with your husband, then that's who you share your body with. Or your wife, then you share your body. Other than that, you're mingled. You're already bought. You're already paid for by the blood of the Lamb. Your body is a temple. So don't let people, you know, just try to sit on you, touch you, bother you, get you into that place. Keep yourself close to Christ so that the Lord, through all things, temptations, can shut doors for you. He'll keep you if you call on him. You know, I know a man that told me at his job that he always made sure he kept his door cracked or open when someone of an opposite sex would come in the room, and he would always make sure he brought someone else in the room with him because he didn't want anybody to accuse him of doing something he didn't do. He was watching himself before he even had a temptation. He would make sure he kept himself. And there's ways in every situation of any sin, God can get you out of it. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Say no. And then watch the Lord remove that person or get that person from bugging you, bothering you, or making you feel like you're not right because you don't. Because I know some people feel pressured in those areas from other people. But you don't have to. God has ways out in every situation. Try him, test him, and see. He'll come through for you in all those areas. And if you feel like out there that you're being abused by someone, you're always, everybody is not under surveillance 24/7. There's always a time that you're going to the store, to the doctor, or someone's leaving and you can make a phone call. Reach out to somebody that can help you. I recently saw where a lady was being abused and held captive, and she put a note in her toddler's coat and to give to the teacher to say that she was being abused. And there's ways that you can get out of it, of someone trying to just make you do things you really don't want to do. And for those of you that are trying to control people and make them do things that they don't want to do, you don't know what you're doing, because these bodies belong to the Lord, and you and you're not God. You're not in control. You're slapping people, abusing them, taking money from them. and making them do acts that they don't really want to, you're going to find yourself in a lot of trouble. And this is like a warning. I know you can hear me. And this is a warning. You better stop. You stop.
It's
that player's game of taking from others is not good. So you stop that. And you make sure you honor and cherish other human beings like you want to be honored and cherished. Amen. What do you say about that, Brother T?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say. My main thing is I like that you mentioned, you know, if you're going to mingle with anybody, mingle with the Lord. So we just encourage everybody to fall in love with Jesus. We'll be right back right after this. Fall in love with Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Yeah. In his arms, never been rejected. No. In his arms, always feel protected. In his arms, never been rejected. There's no place I'd rather be. Oh, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I worship at your throne. Oh, I need you, Lord. I need you right now. Yes, I need you, Lord. I need your touch right now. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. I need your touch right now. Here I am. I'm on my knees, I worship at your throne. I need you, Lord, I need you right now. Hey, hey, hey. I need you, Lord, need you, Lord, right now. I need you, Lord, need you now.
So the question was asked, I feel that this is my husband, so can we continue to sleep together? And Pastor Tasila, I love the answer you gave. It was no, no, and no. having sex before marriage, having sex before marriage is called fornication. Actually, fornication is any kind of illicit sex. Okay? Understand that. Any kind of illicit sex. That's fornication. In today's society, people fornicate on a regular basis. It's treated as normal.
That's true.
People, you know, people expect a couple, whether it's your fiance or your friend, they expect you to have sex at some point in your relationship. It's just like normal. Your fiance feels that, well, we're going to get married anyway, so what's the difference? And when it comes to your friend, well, you've heard the phrase, friends with benefits. Well, the benefit is supposed to be sex. This is called fornication, and fornication is wrong in the sight of God. Let me repeat that. Fornication is wrong in the sight of God. The problem we have in society today is that people rush to be joined at the hip too soon. And I said join at the hip. Most people don't even give their love a chance to grow or even develop for the person. People awaken their love before they are truly ready, as it's written in the Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 5. O daughters of Jerusalem, I adjure you by the gazelles and does of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until the time is right. Young people lose their virginity because they can't wait. They have no self-control. They are being led by their own sexual desires. When you have sex before marriage, you are actually becoming one, like you had talked about earlier, Pastor Tasila, you're actually becoming one with the person you're having sex with. Therefore, whatever spirits or demons, whatever issues or baggage that's in their lives is now in yours. The person you are becoming one with through sexual intercourse before marriage could have a violent temper, a perverted spirit. That person could have a mental condition that they've hid from you before you guys have sex. The thing I'm saying is this. When you fornicate, you are transferring spirits between the two of you. You're transferring spirits. Most people discover that they aren't ready to be married after they fornicated with you. Some people know that they have no desire to be married even before they fornicate with you. They just want to fornicate. They just do not have any self-control. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 and 19. The Lord tells us, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication, it says committeth, that means continually commit fornication, sinneth or continually sins against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? People, we are not our own. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is better to wait until you are married so that you can truly enjoy your consummation. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Then you can consummate your marriage with a clear conscience. Scripture tells us to avoid or even flee from fornication while society tells you to embrace it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man commit, and I read that, is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Those who are homosexuals are also considered to be fornicators, or another word for it is whoremongers. Jude chapter 1, verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh are set forth for an example suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Wow.
Mm.
I know, you know, I don't get us wrong, Pastor Tassila, and I don't get us wrong, you know. We know that, it's hard for young people and even for some old people as well to control their sexual urges, especially when society keeps it first and foremost in the minds of people. Fornication is big business. Fornication is promoted mm-hmm. in movies, television, the internet, and in suggestive music and music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, yeah. Fornication is big business. It's big business in today's mm-hmm. society. But what people don't realize mm-hmm. is that fornicators are also, like I said earlier, called whoremongers. You're a whoremonger if you're a fornicator. People in the world mm-hmm. live their lives as fornicators and adulterers. But it should not be so with Christians. Let me repeat mm-hmm. that. People in the world live their lives as fornicators and adulterers. That's their lifestyle. But it should not be so with Christians. Christians must understand mm-hmm. that when you give into the lust, when you give into the lust and works of the flesh by fornicating, you put yourself in the same category as adulterers, witchcraft, idolatry, murderers, and so on. These are the things that will keep you, it will keep you from inheriting the kingdom of God, as it's written in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, there it is, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, mm-hmm. witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, so apparently Paul has told them this before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You might feel that you are in love with that person, and you believe that he or she is in love with you, when in reality, you're in lust. Not love. Give yourself time and keep in mind that love can wait. Love can wait, but lust can't. Many people will ignore red flags, things to let you know you should not fornicate with this person, but because you feel that you love him, you give yourself to him completely, only to find that he's seeing other women and have two other girls pregnant because he's a whoremonger and a fornicator, and he doesn't want to stop. Men should be careful as well, because women can also be whoremongers. They can be fornicators as well. This is not just a man thing. It's a man and woman thing. And I'm sad to say that many Christians, whether they are ministers of music, deacons, administrators, pastors, evangelists, or just a common pew warmer in the church, many have fallen into this sin more often than you would believe. This is bad, very bad. We expect it from worldly people, but Christians should not take part in any of this. So, Christians, I advise you strongly, learn to control your flesh. And if you have committed fornication, then repent, which means to change your lifestyle of sin and turn to God. Submit completely to God, and then resist the devil when he tries to tempt you to fornicate. Resist him strongly, and he will flee. Christians, we must be strong in this hour. There's no room for any Christian to think that fornicating is okay. It's not okay. It is wrong in the sight of God. Amen. Amen and amen. Just want to say this. Remember, when you first became a Christian, you were willing to give your all to God because that's what he wants. But some people will only give part of themselves to him. They only give part of themselves and they hold on to certain things. No, if you're going to come to the Lord, you surrender everything to him. Lay it at his feet. Lord, this is what's wrong with me. Cleanse me. Cleanse me. Make me whole, Lord. Deliver me from this fault and that fault, from this sin and that sin. Deliver me, Lord. I come to you with my whole heart and I give everything to you. Do that because that's what he wants. He wants all of you. The Lord Jesus Christ, when you come to him, he wants it all.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate. He's longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all.
Somebody might have some questions, and so I'm going to give a little thing for you guys that you might want to know. Is kissing a sin? And I just want to answer that since we're talking about these things. And not always. First, some type of kisses are acceptable and even expected. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ kissed his disciples. For example, and we kiss our family members as a normal expression of affections, right? We all do. And in many cultures and countries, kissing is a common form of greeting among friends. So clearly, kissing is not always a sin. Of course, as everyone understands, these forms of kisses are a different matter than romantic kissing. For teenagers and other unmarried Christians, the question is whether romantic kissing before marriage should be regarded as sin. When does kissing become sinful? For devout Christians, the answer boils down to what is in your heart at the time. The Bible clearly tells us that lust is a sin. For from within, out of a person's heart, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these vile things come from within. They are what defile you. And that's in Mark 7:21. A devout Christian should ask if lust is in the heart when kissing. Is the kiss making you want to do more with that person? Is it leading you into temptation? Is it in any way an act of coercion? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then such kissing may have become sinful for you. This doesn't mean that we should regard all kisses or with a dating partner or with someone we love as sinful. Mutual affection between loving partners is not considered sinful by Christians. It does mean, however, that we should be careful about what is in our hearts and to make sure we maintain self-control when kissing. How do you answer this question is up to you and may depend on your interpretation of the precepts of your faith and your teachings, but some people choose not to kiss until they get married. They see kissing as leading to sin, or, you know, everybody is different, or they believe romantic kissing is a sin. Others feel that as long as they can resist temptations and control their thoughts and actions, kissing is acceptable. The key is to do what is right for you and what is most honoring to God, because God knows the heart. He knows everything that's going on within us. And if you're in a situation, like I said, with the man in the office who brought someone else in, group dated, or, you know, you could group date. You can have other people around to keep you from doing things that you shouldn't do. There's many ways out. But just this one thing that I wanted to say about honor the sanctity of marriage and keep your vows of purity to one another, for God will judge sexual immorality in any form. It doesn't matter what form it is, whether you're single or married. He's still going to judge sexual immorality. So keep yourself clean out there and don't go along with the crowd and the culture, because the culture is almost like Sodom and Gomorrah right now, and you don't want to get burnt.
It is. It is like that right now. Yeah. And you're right. You don't want to get burnt. You know, also, people have – we have – really, a lot of Christians have to understand this also. You have to be careful with how you carry yourself, how you dress, how you walk, the different little movements that you do, because it could be seductive movements. And, let's go back to the kissing for a second, and then I'm going to go on to what I'm getting ready to talk about. Even when you're kissing, if you're out with a girl and I mean, she's just ready to kiss. I mean, she wants to kiss. You're going to have to put on your alert hat, you know. If you're a Christian man and she is just dying to kiss, or a Christian girl and this guy just can't stop trying to kiss you, then he's being riled up. He's being turned on. And the kissing, if you do submit to it, could carry him into another place that you're not there, you know? So you mm-hmm. have to be kind of, you have to be careful with that. And getting back to the way you carry yourself, men as well as women, women can easily seduce a man because a man, he goes by what he can see. A man likes to see and be turned on. So if you're dressed a certain way, then his eyes is going to go to those particular places, which will cause him to lust. If you're sitting a certain way, you know, with sitting down and your dress comes up and then you cross your legs and all of that and everything is being seen, these are things that can cause a young Christian man to begin to start lusting. So be careful with some of the things that you do. And the same with men, how you dress. If you're dressing in a way that is a turn on to a woman, you've got to be careful with how you carry yourself because you don't want to be responsible for another person lusting. Now, if you're dressed mm-hmm. appropriate and you're doing everything appropriate and that person is still lusting after you, then that's their problem, not yours, because you didn't do anything to make them do that. So that's not on you, but be careful that you're not doing anything that's causing someone to lust, causing someone to say things inappropriate to you, or to even touch you inappropriately because of how you're carrying yourself. You see, you're rousing them up, so they're thinking you're welcoming them. So they're going to pursue, and they're going to go for it, you know. And then when they touch you inappropriately, you're upset. But they're thinking, well, you're the one that's, you know, you're sitting like this, you're dressed like this, and all that kind of stuff. So they're thinking that it's okay when it's not okay. And I'm talking to Christians. Mm-hmm. Now, people in the world, they, you know, they dress how they dress. They act like they're going to act. But for Christian men and Christian women, carry yourself in an appropriate manner. And if you carry yourself with self-respect, then people will respect you. My teacher used to say, good conduct demands respect. And that's true. Good mm-hmm. conduct demands respect. So women, carry yourself. Respect yourself. If a man start calling you a female dog, you know, then you don't need to be around that person. That person needs to be away from you if they're disrespecting you like mm-hmm. that. So men has to respect you. But it starts first with you respecting yourself and respecting God, the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. Men and women, mm-hmm. we have to respect the Spirit that's in us, you know. And that's just one of the things. What do you think?
Well, it was on a site, and it said, should we look at others? To see, you know, and it was a Christian mm-hmm. site also, and mm-hmm. man, I've never seen so many Christians off task, because some of them were saying, yes, I could look because I got to see what I'm going to get. How could I know what I want if I don't look? And my mama said, there's nothing wrong with looking, and you know, and all these, I saw so many off-keyed, you know, comments, and it was all mm-hmm. coming from Christians. But however, Jesus have a lot to say about that, because he said, I say to you, if you look with lust in your eyes at the body of a woman who is not your wife, you've already committed adultery in your heart. If your right eye seduces you to fall in the sin, then go blind in your right eye. For you're better off losing sight in one eye than to have your whole body thrown into hell. And that is so thrilling of what he's trying to say. He's trying to say is a big loss for you. And if your right hand entices mm-hmm. you to sin, let it limp and useless. For you better losing a body part than to have it thrown into hell. And it's just like, mm-hmm. that's how strong Jesus said that himself. And I'm like, Well, what part that you did not understand what Jesus said? You're going to make excuses for looking? I don't see nothing wrong with looking. You can look at people. That's why I got eyes and all this kind of stuff. But if you're looking and lusting, God has something to say about that. And if you think it's all right, you take all those excuses into the throne room and let him explain to you why he said what he said.
Right. Right.
I'm not being hard. I'm just telling you the truth. These are excuses that we make, all of us, to justify the things that we want to do. You know, I know some women who do that. They can't stop, even if they're married. They're still, ooh, did you see his arms? Did you see that? It is something wrong with lusting. And I'm
yeah.
not making it up. Christ already talked about it, and he already put it down. And he's trying to tell you guys, even though we're in this culture where people are lusting and having illicit sex and doing things and accepting forms of humans being together that shouldn't be together, and all of that,
mm-hmm.
homosexuality and transgender, and kids are involved in it, and at the schools and rainbow clubs and all that. You could put all that stuff, it's going to go into a basket to the bottomless pit, because God is not
yeah.
with it, and he talks about it all the time. And since we're talking about it, it's one scripture that I want to bring up in Deuteronomy, where the Lord says that he that has his private parts altered or destroyed or taken off, that they will not be in the kingdom of God. So a lot of times people are
yeah.
going along with a lot of this stuff, but you're not speaking up and you're a Christian. You need to tell some of these people the truth. And you might hate Pastor TNT. It doesn't matter. We're the ones that really love you. We're the ones that's telling you the truth. We're letting you know that homosexuality is not right in the eyes of God. If it was okay with the Lord, then it'll be okay with me personally, if it was okay with him, but it's not. And we're the
mm-hmm.
ones that's trying to tell you the truth. A lot of people don't want to speak on it. They don't want to talk about it. They just rather see you going down the wrong road and you're going to end up in hell. And then they're going to say, nobody ever told me. But if you're listening today, you are hearing us. We're telling you the truth out of love. It's not out of judgment. It's out of love, because we want to see you saved. We want to see you out of love. We want to see you in the kingdom of God also. And sometimes people don't know things are wrong because they're in the wrong environment. You were raised in the wrong culture and the wrong environment.
Right.
But nevertheless, God knows. And if you've gotten into
yes.
something because somebody has done things to you in your life, God knows that too. You pray for those
right.
people that have harmed you. And you actually tell the Lord about how you're feeling so that he can help get you out of what they have put on you. Pastor T was just talking about how you become one with those spirits when they do that. And that's why a lot of times you'll find, and in a homosexual community, that most of those people have been molested. And that's why
yeah.
they're hurting very badly.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows
mm-hmm.
that. He wants to help them too. And any of you that have that happened to you, and you've turned in that to that lifestyle, God knows how to get you out of there. And he knows why you're
yes.
in there, what happened to you. He sees it all. So just allow
yes.
him to take care of it. Put it at his feet. And if you're doing it and you don't want to do it anymore, just let the Lord know that. And I promise you, he'll lift you out of it. So that's what I have to say about all these things. These are hard subjects and hard to talk about.
Yeah.
But when you love people, you want them to know the truth. And you don't want to,
Amen.
It's not putting anybody down. It's just putting the light to the fire.
Shedding the light on
the
subject.
Fire. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's right. And man, we could go on and on with this subject, but time is running out. We only have a few seconds left. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Remember, we're here next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. You can dial in or you can listen from your computer. to Christian Talk, TNT Time, or Christian Talk. Sometimes we come in as Christian Talk with guests. So tune in next week. And this is Pastor T. Myron Tasila saying goodbye and God bless you all. Bye-bye.
And we love you all. Bye-bye.